Leonard Bernstein was a towering figure among American conductors and the first to achieve international stature. He was also one of the most recorded. The New York Philharmonic has released a new 10-CD box set of Bernstein's live performances with the Philharmonic. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has this review.
Leonard Bernstein made more than 500 studio recordings with the New York Philharmonic, which he directed from 1958 to 1969. One of his legacies was his extraordinarily wide repertory. Now, 10 new CDs of live Bernstein performances expand even further our perception of his range. Most of these include works he never recorded. Some of them would be hard to find in any other version, let alone a better one. For variety, just look at the B's. Bach, Beethoven, Bruckner, Britten, Barber, Henry Brandt, and Boulez. Bernstein's Bruckner Sixth Symphony now doubles the number of Bruckner symphonies he recorded, though his exhilarating tempo makes the first movement sound a little like Star Wars. Some pieces I've never heard before. Virgil Thomson's enchanting Parisian tone poem, The Seine at Night. The brilliant conductor-composer Igor Markevich's scintillating modernist Icarus. And classical and jazz composer William Russo's Symphony No. 2 with its extraordinary trumpet solos played in this Bernstein performance by the phenomenal Maynard Ferguson. To tell the truth, I've never been a particular fan of Bernstein's conducting. His overwrought, hyperventilated style struck me as self-indulgent, even silly. Isaac Stern called him an uncontrolled Vesuvius. Yet his musical interpretations often seemed conventional. Maybe that combination of exaggerated public display and obvious ideas is a major reason for his popularity. Now that he's gone, though, and large-scale, colorful figures are so rare, I miss him. And listening to these recordings, there's no doubt about his gifts, his ability to get the players to give their all and still maintain a dazzling precision. Bernstein gets good work from some significant artists, too. Vladimir Ashkenazy in Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2, and a more controversial Russian pianist, Lazar Berman, in a surprisingly powerful Rachmaninoff Third. There's a Beethoven Third with the legendary Wilhelm Kempf, and the Schumann Cello Concerto with Jacqueline Dupré. Benjamin Britten's favorite soprano, Jennifer Vivian, is wonderful in a rare performance of Britten's Spring Symphony. So are the glorious American sopranos Eileen Farrell in Wagner and Phyllis Curtin in a darkly moving group of Sibelius songs. there's one item here of great historical importance: the 1951 world premiere of Charles Ives' Second Symphony, which finally took place thanks to Bernstein some 50 years after Ives wrote it. But in some ways, the disc that impresses me most is the one devoted to brilliant performances of the 20th century avant-garde: Henry Brandt, Yannis Xenakis, Pierre Boulez, and John Cage, with Bernstein's own smart, helpful commentary. Even a decade after his death, Lenny is still surprising us, and wouldn't he love that?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the 10-CD set Bernstein Live, issued by the New York Philharmonic.